Hey friends, it's good to be with you again. My name is Ricky James, a senior pastor at the First United Methodist Church of Clinton, Mississippi. And we're grateful whether you're watching online or listening to us at Supertalk FM. Today is a day in which we are looking toward Thanksgiving. It's a special day, a special holiday, but let me be honest with you, this has been a bit of a week. A lot of our staff are traveling, some of our staff are sick, and, you know, like a lot of fun TV shows that will take a little break for Thanksgiving, we're taking a little break. So we're going to play a rerun, but a rerun of last year's Thanksgiving. So if you hear a reference to the pandemic getting really bad or something, it's because it was last year. We have no knowledge about what's happening next week in the pandemic. But what I'm grateful for is that this technology allows us to continue to bring our message to you in spite of all the things that go on in life. So I hope you are having a good Thanksgiving week. I hope that you're having a good day of worship. And wherever you are, I hope you receive this message and are grateful and thankful for what God has done in your life. Welcome.
All of you is more than enough for all of me, for every thirst and every need, you satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you is more than enough. You are my supply, my bread. Awesome that I know, you are my reward, worth living for. Still more awesome that I know, and all of you is more than enough for all of me, for every thirst and every need. Satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you is more than enough. You, my sacrifice of grace. Still more awesome than I know. You're my coming King. You are everything. And still more awesome than I know. And all of you is more than enough for all of me, for every thirst and every need. You satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you is more than enough. More than all I want, more than all I need, you are more than enough for me. All of me, for every thirst and every need, you satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you, and all of you is more than enough for all of me, for every thirst and every need, you satisfy me with more than enough.
Friends, this week is Thanksgiving, and I hope that you have a wonderful and blessed time, however and wherever you celebrate. Today's also the last of our little series on the prophets. And today's prophet talks to us about what to do in the midst of some difficult days, days of famine, days of shortage. And the prophet Joel will call the people to remember. And so we're going to be doing that today, remembering the reasons why we can be thankful, and remembering that in God's good gifts, we might find that there's always enough. So thanks for being with us. Thanks for spending part of your Thanksgiving week with us in worship. And may you be blessed by our time together.
Oh, Thank you.
Dear friends, one of our Thanksgiving traditions at my house is sometime after the meal, but before the dessert, to go around the table and say one thing that we're thankful for. This year, I'm thankful for you, because in the midst of an unprecedented, wild year of unexpected news, you have remained faithful and generous. And that has allowed our church not only to survive, but in some ways to thrive in new ministries and in new areas while supporting our missionary partners around the world. I'm thankful for your generosity, and I'm grateful that you have shared out of your abundant blessings through your gifts. And so as we continue to approach the end of the year, I just want to encourage you to keep up the good work. We've still got good work to do this year, and before we know it, 2021 will be here so we can start the year off on a good foot. And so if you would, send your gifts in to 100 Mount Salis Road, or you can give safely and securely online at firstmethodistclinton.org/giving. Thank you. And remember, your gifts make an eternal difference.
Won't you join me in saying the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Growing up, my parents' house was the center of most of our family gatherings. Our extended family, cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents. Anytime we had something big to celebrate, holidays, things of that nature, we'd kind of always end up at my parents' house. And looking back on it, we didn't have the biggest house. Ours wasn't more centrally located. I think it had to do with my mom. I may have shared this with you before, but my mom is a great cook, and her only problem is that she can only cook one certain size of meal. And so whether we had four people or 25 people, she's going to cook a feast. So much so there's going to be leftovers and people having to take home goodie bags, and she wouldn't ever let anybody help. She was always in the kitchen by herself. And as the aroma of the dinner started coming through the kitchen door, we knew it was getting close. And then finally, like clockwork, she would come out and say this exact same thing every time. She would say, "Y'all come fix your plate. It's not much. I hope it's good." And then you walk in there and you would see what looked like the buffet from the Golden Corral. Just tons of food. And of course, it was always good. I learned a lot about life around those family dinner tables. I learned how to fight with your family around those tables as we talked about sports and politics and who was going to be able to take the car that weekend. I learned about hospitality and life and love, and we celebrated so much. We celebrated birthdays and anniversaries, graduations. We'd gather around that table after funerals to tell stories. Every time we gathered, it was like a little Thanksgiving, where we would remind ourselves about the importance of love and family and of God. I learned at that table about my mom's desire that everyone would have enough, our daily bread. We'd always be prepared to welcome a guest. And I learned at those tables that for those who are willing to share, there's always enough. Always enough love, always enough food, always enough for everyone, and that's why we should be truly thankful. But what I've noticed as I've gotten older,
And maybe this is just part of growing up. But I've noticed that a lot of us really don't believe that there's always enough. We look at our 401k, we read the news, we watch what's happening in the world, and we come to the conclusion that there's not enough. We pin our hopes on an election, and we hope that that's going to somehow make us all feel better, and it's not enough. It's a time of uncertainty, it's a time of distress, a time of guarded hope and unfilled dreams. It's a time in which people in our country and in our world think that there won't be enough. And so I think it's a perfect time to hear from a prophet. Now, as we have journeyed together in these weeks, looking at several prophets, each of them very different from each other, all of them, however, called by the same God to speak the same truth. So today we come to a prophet named Joel. And the prophet Joel lives in a time of famine. A locust plague has devastated the land. The destruction is all-encompassing. Farmers have never seen such ruin. Future generations, says the prophet, will tell their grandchildren of the calamity. We hear that every major agricultural product is impacted. The grain, grapes, olives. The economy has come crashing down. No one has anything to eat. Even the cattle and the sheep are crying out in hunger. This is devastating. They have no place to graze. The famine is so deep. Times were devastating. And in that moment, Joel hears a word from the Lord. In chapter 1, verse 14, this is the word that comes. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of the Lord your God and cry out to the Lord. Did you catch what you're supposed to do? In response to the crisis, did God tell you to take all your money out of stocks and bury it in the backyard? Did God tell you to rush out and buy all the toilet paper in the grocery store? Did God even tell you to go elect some new leaders who will make different decisions? No. God calls worship as his response. God calls us to worship in response to this devastation and future uncertainty. He calls through his prophet Joel for the people to fast and to gather the elders, to gather and cry out to the Lord, to humbly submit that we need God, to confess that we have forgotten how dependent we are on God. What's interesting, I think, is that Joel never identifies why there was a famine. The only thing that you can really deduce from the story is that God has told the people they had forgotten their dependence upon God in the first place. And the famine exposed their forgetfulness. And I think that we're susceptible to that same problem, that we get so comfortable and content that even the slightest inconvenience rocks our world. And this year, have we been more than inconvenienced? We believe that all these blessings are just simply owed to us. And we begin to depend upon ourselves rather than God. And we forget. And the prophet Joel calls this type of forgetting a sin. We might call it the sin of forgetfulness. And for that sin, the prophet calls us to repent. We've forgotten how God has provided in the past, how God provided the land, how God provided the rain. We've forgotten how God provided the sun. And to a people who have forgotten, God, through his prophet Joel, calls us to remember, to return to him, and remember God's faithfulness in the past so that we might trust in God in the future. And he locates this remembering in worship. For it is in worship where we are called to repent of our forgetfulness and remember God's faithfulness. It's in worship that Joel reminds us of our future. And toward the end of his prophecy says, if we remember it, then we shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God. And you shall know that I, the Lord, am in the midst of Israel. And that's really the whole key for Joel's prophetic ministry. In the midst of economic devastation, in the face of an uncertain future, God, through his prophet Joel, calls us to worship so that we might repent of our forgetfulness and remember God's faithfulness and see God in our midst. Because we can see God through what he has done, and experience God's presence in the time of worship, then we can turn our eyes to the future unafraid, remembering that the God who has been with us and is with us will remain with us. And because of that, there always will be enough. Maybe not exactly what we want, but exactly what we need. I like to think this is why Peter, on the day of Pentecost, you know, the day when the fiery flames came down from heaven and all of them spoke in tongues. After everyone has kind of realized what's happening, a crowd gathers, and Peter preaches the first sermon of the Christian church. And he chooses as his text the prophet Joel. And I think Peter does that because he knows that the heart of the Christian hope, the heart of the Christian message, the heart of Christian thanksgiving is this belief, this certitude that God is in the midst of us. We just have to remember. And in that remembering, we see the plenty all around. In spite of how bad things can get, we believe that God is with us and that there's always enough. So this Thanksgiving, whether you're gathered around a table of plenty, or maybe you're gathered around a table with an empty chair, we have the opportunity to remember that no matter what has happened, God has been with us. No matter what is happening, God is with us. And no matter what will happen, God will be with us. And from time to time, if we forget, we have the prophet Joel to call us to remember. Or we at least have my mom who will come out and say on Thanksgiving, y'all come fix your plate. I know it's not much. I hope it's good. And know that in God's good kingdom, there is always enough. And it is always good. Thanks be to God. Amen. Dear friends, I hope you have a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving celebration this week. And as you go forth in gratitude, remember that God has been with you, is with you, and will be with you this day and forevermore. And so may He bless and keep you. And may you go forth in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.